disciples to love and to care for those with needs. There is not and there cannot be unanimity of opinion as to just how we shall care for the needs of others, but there can be no disputing our responsibility to do what we can to minister to human necessity in the spirit of Jesus Christ. It's the sport of the large crowd that makes all the difference. The crowd that journeyed outside the temple, following its living temple, Jesus, and serving as a vessel of mercy for Jesus, a vessel for miracles, a vessel for God's love, for the needful ones on the way. You know, Wally Davis considered the history of the home on its 15th anniversary, and here's what he wrote. Even today, what the membership of First Congregational Church did is startling. A noble investment to meet a perceived need. The membership of First Congregational Church can continue to be proud and grateful that collectively they had the corporate nerve and willingness to give of themselves in the service of others. The greatest gift of a lifetime. The stories of our past, whether from Scripture or our own lived out life in Christ, helps us define who we are, our values, our beliefs, our mission, for the vision God has given to us, as we open to the cries out there for mercy, and listen, really listen, to what it is that God is calling us to be and to do. Today, Congregational Home is a place of inclusion in Christ's love, where our faith made possible the ability to embrace people of all faith traditions in our home, a place that serves as a gateway for God's mercy, God's miracles. And I'm so glad that our leader, Chris, recognized our volunteers and our board members, because it's this volunteer spirit that was part of the project from its very beginning. You know what? It continues to be one of need. By the way, did you know that every day until the year 2030, 10,000 Americans will turn 65. For the first time ever in human history, actually, senior citizens around the world over age 65 will outnumber little ones under the age of 5 in the next 2 years. There's much wisdom to be experienced in the presence of older adults, I've found. One theologian wrote that the wisdom of life, of which we are bearers, is a great wealth. The quality of a society, I mean of a civilization, is also judged by how it treats elderly people and by the place it gives them in community life. Those who make room for the elderly make room for life. Those who welcome the elderly welcome life. They get busy living. As followers of Jesus Christ, how can we continue to be open to God's calling? To be inspired by our heritage, our history. What is it that we're waiting for? Our story continues to unfold, and so do we. We continue to unfold too. So let's continue to listen to the cries of the needful together, shall we? How can we bring them closer to the feet of Jesus? How can we continue to serve as a vessel for God's mercy, to journey in faith together with God and be a conduit for miracles? Yeah. Today, our faith opens us to see with 20/20 vision. And we see that amazing things can happen when a crowd of support follows Jesus. We finish well as good and faithful servants. So what are we waiting for? Let's get busy living together. Amen.